From WAMU 88.5 at American University in Washington, welcome to the Kojo Namdi Show, connecting your neighborhood with the world. It's Tech Tuesday. It's a rambling, chaotic conversation about local neighborhood culture taking place 24 hours a day, 140 characters at a time. Welcome to the real-time frenetic world of Twitter. Only 13% of online adults use the Twitter microblogging platform, and if you're part of the other 87%, you may think it's just a tool for the self-absorbed and self-obsessed, or as one local columnist has called them, myopic little twits. But Twitter is fast becoming a powerful tool for understanding neighborhoods and culture. It's created new ways to demand accountability and to shame government agencies, and new ways to debate issues like crime and transportation. It's also changing the way we talk about local politics, bringing terms like REDC, fully loaded, and Sulamania into our political vocabulary. So, can Twitter and social media change the way you think about your hometown and how you fit in? That's our Tech Tuesday conversation. You can join it, of course, by calling 800-433-8850. Has Twitter changed the way you understand your neighborhood or the local political scene? That's 800-433-8850. Joining us in studio is Martin Ostermuhl. He is senior editor at DCist.com. He tweets at @DCist_Martin. Martin Ostermuhl, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Also with us in studio is Sylvia Brown. She's a community activist and advisory neighborhood commissioner in the Deanwood neighborhood of Northeast Washington. She tweets at ANC7CO4. Sylvia Brown, thank you for joining us.
Afternoon.
Mandy Jenkins.